Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healthy Mind and Body Radio Show with Michael Harris, PhD. We are committed to helping you create a type of life that is worth living. Our guests are authors, speakers, healers, and industry experts who are living their dream. Join us each Monday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and start living your dream.
Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You've reached Michael Harris and the Healthy Mind and Body Radio Show. I'm kind of like concluding my series on how to create something completely new in your life. I'll give you an update. A while back I had a guy come in and he's like, hey, I've kind of done everything that I wanted to do and, can you help me create something? So we've done a couple of shows on how to do some creating in your life. We've done a show on how to access that information, create it out into the future and step into it, work it backwards and all the things. But I thought today we'd talk about something interesting, particularly the way that our society functions, and I'm not going to launch into a political tirade because I am the most apolitical person you'll ever meet. I vote no for president. We're going to talk about the way that our society is organized in which that we have to be busy every single moment of every single day. You got to be doing something. You've got to be functional. You've got to be busy. Busy, 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 busy. The other thing that I've noticed is that with our busy, busy is that our media, they want us to stay plugged in. They want us connected. We got our smartphones. I'm talking to you on right now. It plugs right into my computer. It's awesome. I love the convenience of modern society, but by the same token, I've got an 8-year-old, and she's never lived in a world in which there isn't an internet or that there isn't cable TV and there isn't 24/7 cartoons. I remember when TV actually went off the air, and you would have this test pattern. That was a million years ago. And yes, people were black and white, and they were very small. The point is that we are so busy being busy. How are you ever going to give yourself an opportunity to create something new if you've got everybody else filling your head with what you're trying to do, what you're supposed to think, what you're supposed to believe, what you're supposed to live? And that's kind of why I titled this show The Space Between the Spaces Should Be. That's a typo. It should be The Spaces Between the Music. What is it that makes music? If you just play notes, just like that, there's no melody. There's no rhythm. There's no anything. And the part of this to me that is so important is that I think that we miss out on the difference between what is called an NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, or in hypnosis, what is uptime versus downtime. Downtime means that you are internal, you are processing your emotions, your sensations, your feelings, you're processing your thoughts. And that also includes your dreams, aspirations, your wants, your needs. Uptime is kind of like, daylight hours when you're at the office or you're in school and you're supposed to actually be paying attention. You're engaged in conversation. Your friend of yours invites you over for coffee and you guys meet for coffee or go to their house and you're sitting there having a cup of coffee and they're talking to you. If you're in uptime, you're paying attention to them and you're engaged in the conversation. If you are in downtime at that particular moment, you'll be going, I'm sorry, what did you say? Huh? So by themselves, neither one of those things are bad. It just depends on your timing and your context here. If you really want to change your life for the better, if you really want something completely new in your life, hey, do you want more money? Do you want a better career? Do you want to have the best possible relationship you have ever known? Let's talk about this. Okay, let's set the Wayback Machine to 1905, Albert Einstein's golden year. Okay, during the months of March through June in 1905, Albert Einstein produced four papers. These four papers revolutionized science, and it changed in the last paper, the fifth paper he wrote on relativity, actually changed history. It changed the way that we do these things. And I'm not really going to go through how these different, what these different papers were and stuff like that. It's a, how on earth does somebody over a four-month period crank out all of the paperwork that he pretty much spent the rest of his life proving? And it's kind of an interesting thing because we're going to be talking about thought experiment. We'll talk about goals versus quest. And I'm going to kind of, will be a short show, although I have a tendency to get on a roll. Let's talk about what Albert Einstein was doing during that time period and what specifically is a thought experiment, because where we're going with this is, how do you create something new and how do you change life for the better? Well, Albert Einstein, unknown to most people prior to him becoming a professor in the university, he was a clerk in a patent office. And it was a fairly low-level job. It was one of those jobs where he did his paperwork, and he had lots and lots of time, lots and lots of time to look out the window and to think. And that's kind of where I'm going with this with you, is where do you spend your time thinking? When do you give yourself an opportunity to think? Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was asked one time, how did he create all this magnificent music? And he said that anyone could do it if they would give themselves the time and create an environment in which it was possible for them to think. And what they're basically doing is they're accessing their inner voice. They're accessing their inner wisdom, and they're paying attention to what they're hearing, and they're writing it down. And that's kind of where I'm going with this, is that if you really want something significantly new in your life, you're going to have to stop doing what it is that you're doing. If you're sitting around and you're playing Words with Friends, which is my new addiction, or you're watching TV, or you're doing, you know, whatever it is, it may be time to do something different. It may be time to unplug. It may be time to shut off the phone. When was the last time that you just sent a message out to your friends and said, hey, I'm going to be unavailable. I'm going to be off the air. I'm going to shut my phone off. I'm going to turn the TV off. I'm going to go for a drive. I'm going to go for a walk. We're going camping in the woods. I'm going to sit and watch the campfire. And when the fire gets low, I'm going to put another piece of wood on the fire. And that's my entire goal for the next 3 days. People don't do that hardly at all anymore. And I think that is the missing component, is that we need time to be. We are human beings. We are not human doings. And I think that we have fallen into a trap where we as Americans are the most overworked human beings on this planet. We take fewer vacations. They even created a word. I heard it this morning from a guy who was telling me, I just got back from vacation. I'm like, awesome, man. Where'd you go? He goes, oh, we had a staycation. What? Yeah. They just stayed at home. Because I guess they didn't know what else to do. And he said, yeah, just laid around the house and watched some TV. And that's the new definition of a vacation, okay? A vacation is a break. It's a pause in your routine where you go somewhere else and do something different. And I really think that is the missing component. That is what is keeping people from being creative and really creating something new and lasting and worthwhile in their lives. And I was going to talk about the difference between goals and quests. Okay, a goal is, all right, I'm going to get up, I'm going to pick up this coffee cup, I'm going to go into the kitchen, and I'm going to get myself a cup of coffee. That's a goal. Goals are good, particularly if you want a cup of coffee. Goals, however, are not necessarily a good thing if you want to have a fantastic life. If you want to have a fantastic life that is filled with fun, filled with laughter, filled with joy, and filled with other people, I recommend that you throw away all of your goals and take on a quest. Okay? And the definition of a quest is that you are pursuing an ideal. And that ideal may not be in a specific location. It might be broken into 15 pieces, and you have to wander around and pick up the different pieces of this whatever it is that you want and assemble it. Assemble it on the way. You may need to go in lots of different directions in order to achieve your quest. But I can tell you one thing. A quest is definitely more fun. A quest is going to be filled with adventure. It's going to be filled with other people. A goal is one of those mechanical things that they created for us. You know, I did that too in the 70s and 80s, and we went to goal setting classes, and we did this and we did that, and we set everything off to one side. And I tell you what, I made a pile of money. A pile of money. I also got divorced, and my kids hated me because I was so busy working on my goals that I forgot that we are not human doings. We are human beings. And I guess if I was going to say the one thing that's made the biggest difference in my life is I have figured out how to be me. And if you're looking for me on the weekends, you come over to my house. I guarantee you I will be sitting out by my grill, and I'll be grilling. Now, I think I do find it kind of humorous that it only takes me about 15 or 20 minutes to grill whatever I'm doing, or grilling on the grill. My grilling process definitely takes me a couple of hours, because first I have to build the fire, and then I build the fire and put the wood on, and I let the wood burn down, and I might put some more wood on there, and then I might put some more coal. I use actual coal to cook with. And this entire process probably would take somewhere between 15 and 20 minutes if I really needed a fire and I needed to cook something. But that's not the point. The point is to take time out and enjoy your world. I sit outside. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's raining, sometimes it's hot, but I'm outdoors. I'm away from the groove tube. I usually have my phone with me, but I'm playing music on it. And my daughter's out there in the yard, and she's climbing trees, or we're playing with a radio control car. We're doing something other than doing, you know, watching the TV. And it's not that watching TV is all that bad, but if you think about the difference between watching television versus being actively engaged with other human beings in your life, okay? Humans need this connection. We need connection. We need touch. We need intimacy. And I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about we need intimacy, and we need to create an environment that is safe enough for our significant other, or for our children, or our parents, or our friends, or our extended family, safe enough in order for them to be who they are while you're being who you are. And if you can actually work that out and create a space where everyone around you can be who they are without judgment and without having to be defensive, then you have truly created an environment that is going to begin to create for you. Now, the last thing that I wanted to talk about, if you think about these guys like Einstein and Mozart and Galileo and Leonardo da Vinci and all this stuff, they also have inside of this space called being, they also have this private space in which they are in solitude and they are in communication with themselves. They are in communication with their higher mind or with the universe, or you can, you know, they're talking to God, whatever it is that you want to call it. But you also need within that space of community and with that space of quiet, unplugged from the groove tube and unplugged from your words with friends or whatever it is that you're doing on your phone, Facebook or social media, whatever it is, turn it off. Be still. Be quiet. And listen to your inner voice. The other thing I think is important is, you may or may not know this, is that your inner voice also is listening to you. Ask it questions. How can I make my life better? How can I make my job better? How can I make it easier? How can I make more money with less and have more available time to spend with my family, or playing golf, or doing whatever it is that you love doing? Don't ask outside. Ask inside. That inner voice is just sitting there calmly, passively waiting, twiddling its thumbs, waiting for you to start asking. So in order to be able to ask, in order to be able to hear the answers, you're going to have to create some spaces between the music. Happy Fat Tuesday, everybody. I certainly wish that I was at Mardi Gras today, but I am not. I'm doing a radio show with you guys. Next week, we're going to do something kind of new and exciting. I'm getting ready to launch a brand new series of videos with my friend Sally Stubbs. We'll be talking about it, and I'm going to be doing some subsequent radios and videos to follow up on this major announcement that we're going to be doing. Have a happy, happy Tuesday, and I'll talk to you soon.
Welcome to the Healthy Mind and Body Radio Show with Michael Harris, PhD. We are committed to helping you create a type of life that is worth living. Our guests are authors, speakers, healers, and industry experts who are living their dream. Join us each Monday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and start living your dream.